Hello, and welcome to Inventors Helping Inventors. I'm your host, Alan Beckley, inventor of the Wonder Wallet. If you're an inventor searching for proven ways to make money with your invention, if you dream to see your product selling in stores everywhere, you've come to the right place. There's no better place to get help than from experts, inventors who've already achieved success. Every week, I interview successful inventors, asking them the questions you want to know. Tune in to learn from the experts so you can get your invention out of the tank and into the bank.
It wasn't until I got involved in the auto accident cases and I was deposing the surviving spouses of these drivers that fell asleep at the wheel, and they were describing my symptoms of the way that driver would sleep and wake up and fall asleep, sitting down, watching TV within a few minutes. And so I went home to my RN wife, who had been telling me for years that I stopped breathing that night, and told her to schedule a sleep study for me.
IHI Nation, don't you absolutely hate to miss out on something good? I want to share with you that my premier training for inventors, the Inventors Bootcamp, well, registration closed at midnight Sunday, last night, so you just missed out. However, I provide for listeners to my podcast only if you act quickly and you're listening on Monday, May 15th. You'll get an extension. You can still sign up to join the Inventors Bootcamp. So you'll get 5 days of live Zoom meeting training. It's going to teach you how to compare and contrast your invention versus the competition to make it stand out. And then from that, you'll create a clear, concise, and compelling 30-second pitch for your product, the kind that gets attention with marketers. So how do you sign up and still get into the bootcamp? Make sure to register today, Monday, May 15th. Just go to alanbeckley.com/bootcamp. And oh, by the way, all this training, the 5 days of live Zoom meetings, is available to you for only $47. But you can't wait. This is the last day, and it's only open to podcast listeners like you on Monday, April the 10th. Again, to join us tonight in the bootcamp that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, just go to alanbeckley.com/bootcamp. Many podcast listeners just like you have joined us in the bootcamp and are making progress and gaining traction. I look forward to seeing you in the bootcamp tonight.
So you're done searching for your product, and it's not out there. Yay! Maybe you filed for a provisional patent and done some marketing research or surveys. Heck, maybe you've even created a rough prototype, then found that, although it kind of works, it looks like something from the Stone Age. You'd be embarrassed to show it to your friends, much less to a manufacturer for a licensing pitch. What if I could put you in touch with a guy who offers free consultations, takes no money down, no money up front, and will give you a quote on your project before he starts? What if I told you that this same guy can help you design your product and make you a virtual prototype before you ever put a penny into building a physical one? What if I told you he could make you patent drawings, CAD files for manufacturing, and even make marketing videos and build you a website? If this sounds like someone you want to talk to, let me introduce you to my first podcast sponsor, Brian Keast at I Draw Dreams for Inventors. With 3.5 years of trade school and 15 years of mechanical experience working as a mechanic for General Motors, you have someone that's seen countless design failures and how they were fixed. Also, he had a 25-year career as a general contractor who designed his own houses and remodels on computer-aided design. In getting plans through countless building departments, he gained a tremendous amount of experience by working directly with structural engineers. The many years of combined experience in these two careers gave him a unique look into stresses and failures in design. He brings this wealth of knowledge and experience to his company, iDrawDreams, as the CAD guy who will design a product for you that will work. Every inventor I've referred to Brian has come away delighted with the work he has done for them, and I think you will too. Just make sure to tell them that Alan sent you.
Welcome to episode number 302. Today, we have a rebroadcast with one of our most popular inventors. This is Dale Miller, who we had on the podcast back in June of 22 with his unique sleep solution called Chin-Up Strips. I think you're really going to enjoy hearing this episode from Dale Miller.
Dale Miller grew up on a dairy farm near Wausau, Wisconsin. He moved to Milwaukee to go to college and got a bachelor's degree to teach high school, then later got his law degree at Marquette University. In the late 1980s, he became involved as a personal injury trial attorney in two auto accident cases where drivers fell asleep driving during the daytime. People died and others were seriously injured. He recognized that he also had similar symptoms to those falling asleep easily during the day that had been in the fatal auto accidents. Dale snored heavily at night, and his RN wife told him for years that he stopped breathing during sleep. Finally, Dale got a sleep study done to discover he had sleep apnea and would stop breathing as much as 22 times every hour when he was sleeping. After that doctor visit, he and his wife worked to invent a simple way to keep his mouth closed during sleep. They laughed about how difficult it might be to find a tolerable device to keep an attorney's mouth closed even when sleeping. From this, they invented the chin-up strip, a U-shaped adhesive that helped keep his mouth closed at night, which also made his CPAP machine work more effectively. In 1998, he decided to take a life-changing risk to simply help the world sleep with his chin-up strip's invention. He walked away from his law practice in Wisconsin, moved to Atlanta to be near a major airport so he could travel and give talks at hospital sleep support groups around the U.S. Today, over 10 million FDA-cleared chin-up strips die-cut from 3M medical-grade tape have been shipped to sleep centers, resellers, snorers, and CPAP users worldwide. Chin-up strips may also be used in combination with the BreatheRight nasal strips to provide significant relief to mouth breathers and snorers. You'll want to listen to this entire interview to hear why Dale chose to collaborate with a competitor, BreatheRight Nasal Strips, and how both companies have benefited from the relationship. Also, how his chin-up strips solves a problem caused by his competitors, chin straps, and how chin-up strips allow CPAP users to sleep more comfortably every night. And finally, why Dale feels it is essential for anyone nearing retirement to find an enterprise to keep them busy and motivated during retirement. Now let's get right to our interview with Dale Miller. Dale Miller, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast with us today.
Thank you.
Can you share with us something you believe that most inventors might find surprising? In other words, is there a belief or a conviction that you have that runs counter to what most inventors think?
The most important thing for us has been the internet. The internet gives us an opportunity to introduce any product and see if it sells or see if it has interest with a minimum amount of money up front. And without the internet, back in 2000, 2001, when we started, we would never have been able to get this project off the ground. So that would be the key thing to people listening, that give it a try. If you have an idea, put it out there and see what the response is. And it's a low cost project to be able to do that. And then from there, you can look at getting your patents, trademarks, whatever you have to do, but just do it. That's my main comment from the 20 years I've been doing this.
Well, thanks for that, Dale, and I wholeheartedly agree. I think inventors, most of us are, we're creative people from the get-go. We're usually pretty thoughtful, but sometimes we have the paralysis of analysis. We get stuck in the loop of thinking we've got to make something perfect before we put it out there. And the MVP model Silicon Valley uses, a minimum viable product, of getting something out there and then tweaking it. It's something to be thought about, because I think perfection often doesn't work out. But I agree with you about the internet as well. It's just a phenomenal resource, and it can be a little daunting, but you know what? There's all this training happens to be on the internet also, on YouTube and many other places where you can find answers to many things. So as you said, just do it, just get started and then go from there.
I like your paralysis by analysis comment. It's one I use when I play golf with a number of guys. They have paralysis by analysis. And an old timer told me one time, don't let your mind interfere with your natural ability. And then paralysis by analysis is the way that it's described.
Yeah, it's so true. Dale, what did you do before you became an inventor? For example, where did you grow up and go to school? You know, what is your backstory?
I grew up in central Wisconsin, Wausau, Hatley area, a small town about 60 miles west of Green Bay, and grew up on a dairy farm. And my mother and father had a real instinct for education, that they wanted their children to become educated. And so obviously grade school, high school, and then going to the big city of Milwaukee when I was 18, my initial goal was to become a radio announcer, radio and television. So I went through a broadcasting school there and started doing part-time work on the radio. But one thing I did learn at that point was I needed more education even to do that job. Well, so I started college, and I ended up getting a bachelor's degree in teaching high school. And then I remember something my aunt told me when I was about 10 years old, when I was debating her son, my cousin, that Dale would make a good lawyer. So I had an opportunity to go to law school. And I started at Marquette University after graduating from UWM in Milwaukee, and got into Marquette University Law School, and then proceeded to graduate in 1971. Fortunately, I was able to get on law review. So my last 2 years of law school at Marquette were by scholarship. And that really helped this country boy get through all of that. Plus, I happened to marry a nurse that I'm married to today, married on Halloween in 1964. 57 years later, we're still debating who got tricked and who got treated. But it's been a good ride with the two of us, helping each other along. 4 children, 8 grandchildren, one of whom has graduated from UCLA Law School and is practicing law in LA, and another one in investment banking. So, in fact, they're coming here this next weekend. We're going to play golf for 3-4 days. They're still trying to beat Grandpa in golf. So we just keep trying to motivate them, of course, to get a good education. So that's pretty much the story. Interesting, I had 3 daughters and a son. My son's been really involved in the business. We call him the genius. I've been fortunate. My wife and I have been blessed, and we're trying to help people. I practiced law for 29 years in central Wisconsin. Did a lot of trial work.
Well, that is a fascinating story, and you are indeed a blessed man. Interestingly, I've talked to a lot of inventors who initially started out on a farm, and that seems to be a great environment for creating the creative juices, it seems, because it seems like on a farm, there's often things that aren't readily at hand, and you have to find out a way to create it or devise it sometimes, as opposed to necessarily going into town and trying to get a replacement. So I've had that as a common theme. but also that your parents in particular imbued upon you the importance of education, which you've now passed into your children and grandchildren. So I think that's a very interesting story. But I'd like to segue and talk about your product. You invented chin-up strips, an innovative solution to a common problem, and that is mouth breathing and snoring when sleeping at night. Can you share with us your aha moment that caused you to develop chin-up strips?
I was a person that snored much like my father did, and my poor wife had to tolerate that for a number of years. And it wasn't until I got involved in the auto accident cases and I was deposing the surviving spouses of these drivers that fell asleep at the wheel, and they were describing my symptoms of the way that driver would sleep and wake up and fall asleep sitting down watching TV within a few minutes. And so I went home to my RN wife, who had been telling me for years that I stopped breathing that night, and told her to schedule a sleep study for me. I was about 53 years old then, and I discovered that I would stop breathing 22 times an hour for 10 seconds or more and had significant sleep apnea. That was the aha moment that I needed help from the sleep medicine professional people.
Wow, that's an amazing story. And in particular, I think sleep issues, a lot of people have them. And I presume that sleep apnea in particular is much more prevalent than people realize. I've always heard it said that anyone who snores with any kind of loudness has some degree of apnea.
Yeah.
In most cases. And my dad had sleep apnea, and he was very stubborn. He would never do a CPAP, and he's a veterinarian. So he's a medical guy. And so he knew intuitively about it, but he didn't do much about it. But in your case, and with your RN wife, when you did go get the sleep study done and saw where you were at, then you saw a problem to be solved. And this led you to develop the chin-up strips. But can you describe for our listeners how chin-up strips work, and also give our listeners sort of a visual description of what the chin-up strips look like? Since people are listening on a podcast, they can't see it.
One of the things that I had a problem with after being prescribed the CPAP machine was the chin strap they gave me to keep my mouth closed. And that's the device that goes around the top of your head and under your chin, and it pretty much jams your teeth together, which is very uncomfortable for sleeping, and also caused me to have jaw pain because my jaw muscles would fight that holding position. I complained to the doctor about this one time, and the doctor said to me, Dr. Hansonia at the Marshfield Clinic in Wisconsin, said, if you could come up with a comfortable method to keep your mouth closed when you sleep, millions of people would love it. And my wife and I just decided this farm boy and RN nurse can do that. So we started working on it. And then we contacted the Dr. Dan Cohen, who had launched the Breathe Right strip, and got information from him on how to develop a chin-up strip with 3M. So it's basically a medical grade adhesive strip, similar to the Breathe Right strip. And it is U-shaped, goes under the bottom lip, and keeps the bottom lip in the up position during sleep. Very comfortable. Don't even know it's on. And for most people, who are just simply people that snore, that stops the loud snoring immediately. The mouth breathing is the common cause of snoring and many other health conditions, as we've learned from a great book by James Nestor called Breath, which I always recommend for everyone to read. Breathing through the nose 24 hours a day, inhales, is so important to our life and good health. So that's how it went for me.
Again, thanks for sharing that story with us. And It also makes clear to people something I didn't honestly know was that when somebody is using a CPAP machine, that they also need a strap to hold their, basically hold their jaws together, as you said, somewhat forcibly and rather uncomfortably. And the real goal of that is to make sure you're not breathing through your mouth. And it seems like yours is a kinder, gentler way to accomplish the same end, so that it's helpful to people who are using CPAP, makes it so much more comfortable for them. And at the same time, it's helpful for anybody who just snores or is a mouth breather at night when they sleep. And by the way, I'm known to do that, be a bit of a mouth breather. So it seems like maybe I need your product as well. So that's, I think, and then also the fact that it's a medical grade adhesive and it's shaped like a U, I think that now gives our listeners a visual image of what it looks like.
And we have had it cleared by the Federal Drug Administration so that it's a product that is, you can't say it's approved by the FDA, but it's cleared by the FDA. It's a product to be used for people that mouth breathe during sleep. And the key thing about CPAP is the air blows in your nose. And if you are mouth breathing and your mouth is open, it just blows out your mouth. And guess what happens? You have tremendous dry mouth that occurs. And according to the sleep medicine experts, that's the main reason people stop using their CPAP. And then they still have sleep apnea, but they have no treatment that they're using because they just simply put the CPAP in the closet. They couldn't stand the dry mouth every morning. This chin-up strip is a simple solution for that issue.
That's phenomenal. I want to transition here and talk a little bit about the fact the market and demand is huge, with millions of consumers who suffer from mild to severe snoring, and then, as we described, sleep apnea. But I noticed there are a lot of chin strap products for sale commercially, most of which seem to wrap completely around the head of the user. Given such a crowded market, how do you differentiate chin-up strips from competitors? And also, can you describe for us what makes the chin-up strips better than competitors or easier to use?
The chin straps you talk about are the ones that jam your teeth together. In that way, they're trying to stop the mouth breathing. But it's very uncomfortable to be able to sleep with your teeth jammed together. And as I had experienced, the muscles in the jaw fight that when you're sleeping. So we had to develop a strip that would just comfortably hold the bottom lip in position, but allow the upper and lower teeth to separate a little, when we call it a comfort space, so that it's comfortable to sleep. And that's the main problem with the chin straps that are on the market. They just don't deal with the main issue of how important it is to be comfortable in order to sleep comfortably with that product in position.
That makes perfect sense. And especially the idea when you were talking about chin straps forcing the teeth together, I know from speaking with my dentist, a common issue for many people is what they call bruxing your teeth, which is you stress and you tend to grind your teeth when you're sleeping at night. And seems like if your teeth are jammed together, that's going to tend to make that more likely to happen than if there's a little separation. So that's maybe another thought of another benefit of your product, it would seem.
And I went to a seminar a few years ago in Florida, and the orthodontist was giving a presentation, and he was showing slides of people that had used chin straps for a few years. And that pressure all night long, he showed how the front teeth protruded forward. It was almost like having braces on. And the teeth just moved forward. And the orthodontist was saying, now who's going to compensate these patients for this condition? And I thought, well, that's why you can't use the chin strap or have your teeth jammed together at night, because the teeth are still alive. They're going to move away from that pressure. So the chin-up strip is a simple answer. to that, and it's inexpensive and just a good alternative. And we have so many customers that appreciate that, including me. I've been using that chin-up strip with my CPAP for over 20 years, and I have more energy at 79 than I had at 55. And I thank the sleep medicine people and the chin-up strip for being able to sleep comfortably. And my wife still sleeps in the same bed with me. That's a real good thing, too.
That is a good thing. You had mentioned that the chin-up strips are FDA cleared. Was it challenging to go through that process? And could you also share kind of the difference between an FDA approval as opposed to an FDA clearance?
FDA never approves a product. They point that out. There are a lot of companies that say they're FDA approved, but specifically, legally, the FDA never approves a product. They clear it for a certain procedure or function. That is established by going through the process of presenting it. And fortunately, I had the help of the Breathe people that were interested in getting the Breathe Right strip and chin-up strip combination cleared together. But it became very political with the FDA, basically being able to establish that if you use the chin-up strip and a Breathe strip, it really significantly reduced sleep apnea. And we had sleep studies to prove it from the university in Kentucky. The FDA called a national meeting because we were obviously intervening on the area of the CPAP companies and other people that were really interested in having CPAP machines used to treat sleep apnea. The decision was, and for us it was okay because we already had the business with the CPAP people, but the Breathe Right people wanted to get into sleep medicine. And we just were unable to get that approval clearance is what we're looking for. And the decision was, and I understand it, because we were asking the FDA to approve an over-the-counter product for a medical condition. So that was the distinction that they made, even though it significantly helped people continue a good sleep apnea treatment.
I like that you worked with Breathe Right. In other words, one of the things inventors sometimes get caught up with is seeing the whole world as competitors. But in fact, you can see them as collaborators. In other words, your product used in concert with their product is a plus, so that your product doesn't have to be either or with theirs, as I understand it. Is that correct?
Yes. It's a good combination for people that have real difficulty using a CPAP. A good alternative is using a Breathe Right nasal strip and a chin-up strip. At least you're going to get some benefit that'll reduce the apnea events. But we cannot make that claim because we're over-the-counter products, which is unfortunate in a way, because it does significantly help people who can't tolerate CPAP. And that was the conclusion of the doctor that did the sleep study, that this would be a good alternative for people that can't tolerate CPAP instead of just giving up on the sleep apnea therapy. This is an alternative that one can use to help that patient.
That makes a lot of sense. So I'd like to ask, so what is next for you? Do you have any new products or services in the pipeline that you can talk about?
No, we stay with the three products. We have three different types of chin-up strips. One is a white polyester, which is good for people that have very oily skin or have a mustache or goatee. It works for that. And the other two, one is designed more for the females. It's called a boomerang strip. And the other one is a more of a horseshoes shape strip, which is the one most males use that keeps a nice tight upper lip, tight lower lip in position with the upper lip. But no, we've stayed to just the chin-up strips. that's kept us busy. And after my 30 years of practicing law, this has been a lot of fun. And I always tell people, I can help a customer now within a day or two, unlike being a lawyer. It takes months and years sometimes to help a customer. So this is a very rewarding type business that I've been in terms of personally helping people. And that's been a real positive. It has not been financially as good as the practice law was, but that isn't really relevant when it comes to my retirement. This has been great for my retirement. You just have to have something to do when you retire from your regular job. You cannot just stop working. You have to have something that motivates you. And this is the kind of thing that works for me. This, and I play golf a lot. I socialize and exercise. Want to keep doing that until I'm 95 or 100. The problem I have now is that my swing speed in golf is 79. It's the same as my age.
There you go.
And it's not going any higher. But I still love the socializing and exercising. That's my story in that area.
I'd like to, as we roll to a close, ask you the final question here really is, how can our listeners reach you if they have other questions? And also, where can they go to buy chin-up strips for themselves?
Chin-up strips are available on Amazon. They're available on our website, chinupstrip.com. They're available at MVAP Medical Supplies in Thousand Oaks, California. They're a major reseller of ours. They're available at a company called Dog Dog Hat, which is in Nevada, Lake Tahoe. They are the ones that sponsor the Amazon account for the chin-up strip. That's pretty much it in terms of where it's available. We had opportunities to go into brick and mortar stores, but that involves a great deal of risk financially. And if the product doesn't sell as often as the retailer likes, then you have to take them all back. And we could have been in Walmart and other stores. We were online with Walgreens for a number of years, and they discontinued the online store that they had. So we didn't want to go in and try and put it in all the stores. You just have to advertise a great deal to do that. And the risk becomes, if you can buy a lot of inventory, spend a lot of money to get it, and then if you have to take it all back from the brick and mortar store, it's a financial risk. So that's where the internet comes in for most of us inventors nowadays, that we can monitor our investment in the inventory that we need. And that is a key factor. And we probably will just keep doing what we're doing. We have shipped hundreds of thousands of these strips to Japan every year and United Kingdom. We have accounts that they buy them in 1,000-count rolls. In addition to 30 packs that we sell online, we sell 500-count rolls of the 10 chin-up strips, which a lot of people order if they're using them regularly with their CPAP machine, like I do.
Thanks. That sounds really great. And I want to bring it, highlight a couple of points you made. First, let me just get a clarification. On your website, is it chin-up strips, like all one word, chinupstrips.com? Is that how they can find your website?
Chin-up strip.
Single.
Single.
No S.
Chinupstrip.com.
Okay. And then they can find it on Amazon and a variety of other places. But I want to highlight a very important point you made that I think not all of our listeners realize, and that is retail stores have a high risk component because, from my perspective, they have very liberal return policies. Let's put it that way. So you can take the risk of getting into 1,000 Target stores, let's just say. Maybe they roll it into 100 stores and they finally move it into all stores. But if it doesn't sell well in the Northeast, maybe, they could return your entire shipment to your entire inventory, saying, if it doesn't sell well in one part of the country, we're not going to put it in any of our stores. And so many inventors get so excited and they borrow money to do this. And then suddenly they've got a mountain of product coming back to them. And this can be a huge financial risk and even put some people out of business. So that is a challenge and a downside. And you also pointed to the other element, and that is retail sellers want products to turn quickly, meaning if it sits on the shelves very long without somebody buying it, they'd rather replace it with another product that will turn more quickly because their profit margins are often fairly slim. So those are things that point to the advantages of online sales and internet sales, because you just have a lot better option for metering and controlling your inventory and how much you put into it. So those are my thoughts on that.
You are absolutely correct on that. And that is why the internet is so important for us inventors that have ideas. We can get that product out there. And fortunately, more and more people are buying online. If you look at Amazon, for example, they started in 1995. And we started in 98, 99. They grew their product line. We did not. But look what they did with their product line online. That's a real opportunity, young inventors or people that have ideas, to just do it and get it out there.
So true. Thanks so much, Dale, for sharing your adventure, your journey, what it's been like for you in inventing this great product. And I just want to thank you for being on the podcast with us today. And maybe we'll touch bases with you in 6 months or a year and see what you've got going on then. So thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You're welcome. And I appreciate your asking me, and let's do it.
Just do it. All right. Thanks.
As an inventor, do you ever feel lonely because no one seems to understand what you are doing or why? What if there was a community of other inventors, just like you, that you could meet, share with, and learn from every month? What if every month you had a front row seat to learn how to license, research companies, and sharpen your marketing message from successful inventors like Marcy McKenna, Lisa Lloyd, Aaron Krauss, and many others? Guess what? The Inventors Helping Inventors membership group, or IHIMG, gives you all of that and more for only $35 a month, less than a few lattes at Starbucks. Just go to allenbeckley.com/IHI35 for all the details and to join us now. From the moment you join, you'll get instant access to over 40 recorded videos in the IHIMG Video Vault, where you'll learn how Jim DiBetta ventures products successfully in a challenging retail market, about Lisa Lloyd's secret research resources to determine which products to pursue and which to leave behind, how Serena Oliver was able to craft 3 successful Kickstarter and Indiegogo campaigns, how Bop-It inventor Dan Klitzner launched over 50 successful products in the uber-challenging toy business, and more. By the way, all of those videos are just from 2022. There's lots more from 2021 and 2023 in the Video Vault for members. To join us now in the Inventors Helping Inventors membership group, just go to allenbeckley.com/IHI35. I look forward to meeting you and helping you to accelerate your journey and gain traction as an inventor. Thanks so much for tuning in to Inventors Helping Inventors. If you like the show, please tell your friends about it. Make sure to subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts so you won't miss a single episode. Talk to you soon.